You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we're speaking with Pam Sherman, the CEO of The Perfect Balance. She helps women on their health wellness journey. Pam, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Eric, lovely to be with you for a second time.
And I couldn't agree more. Really appreciate your making the effort to come on back out. So tell us, to kick things off here today, what's the biggest roadblock you see women on their health journey? Talk to us about that to get things rolling today.
I feel like many women have told me they are all or nothing, and there's nothing in between. So either they're eating super clean and they're working out all the time, or they say, forget it, I can't do it all. And there is a wonderful middle ground, but they don't want to do it because they want the results right now.
Yeah, that's the problem. Wanting results right now, that can be a negative factor for sure. Now, what's the best exercise to get healthy and lose weight?
This is such a funny question, Eric, because I feel like in my whole career, there's always been, this is the best. But, you know, it was Tai Bo when I first started, and then it was kickboxing, and then yoga. My number one answer is always going to be, it's the exercise you like to do. Because if you like to do it, you'll do it for the rest of your life. You won't stop it once you're, my fingers are in the air, you lose your weight. Because we should be moving our bodies for the rest of our lives.
Thanks for bringing that up. Some people forget they need to be moving every day, and even myself. Thank you for that reminder. That applies to not only the women, but the men too. Now, what are your thoughts on dieting or fad diets?
I think fad diets, they will always be coming and going, because in our Insta society, people want a quick fix. So they think, oh, well, the keto is the latest fad diet. I will do that. But I look at diets as, yes, if you have to lose weight, you need to change your eating habits, but it should be a change that you could make forever, not just until you're done losing weight. I've seen way too many people hop on whatever the current fad diet is, drop the weight, and then think, I'm going to go back to eating the way I did, and then they put on all the weight and usually actually a little bit more.
Today, we're visiting with Pam Sherman, the CEO of The Perfect Balance. She helps women on their health wellness journey. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Pam, why do people have unrealistic expectations when it comes to their health so often?
Well, I don't think people realize that the body they're sitting in right now, while they're listening to you and I talk, it's a result of the choices they've made from the last 3, 6, or 9 months, mostly food, a little bit of exercise, but mostly food. And they want changes. They want to lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks, but you have to give your body that much grace on the other side. Weight loss is never a quick process. And I always say slow and steady wins the race. While that might not be glamorous, if you lose it slowly, you're more likely to keep it off.
And that certainly does make a lot of sense. Good points made right there. Now, tell us, what's the best way to eat?
Well, I know people love to have, here's your perfect meal plan. Eat 5 times a day. But my advice is something that actually takes work for people, because I believe we all have our intrinsic body clock that tells us when we're hungry. And once you actually discover when that is and you eat accordingly, to me, that's the key to lifelong health and wellness as far as managing your weight. I don't think the eating 5 or 6 times a day does anybody any favors. And what I do with all my clients is I actually have them keep a food journal and write down what time of day they eat and if they're hungry, because many of us have been programmed. You wake up, eat breakfast, you have lunch at noon, eat dinner at 6, whatever. And I actually had a client who was 56 who said, Pam, I just realized I'm not hungry until noon, but I've been eating breakfast because I've been told it's the most important meal of the day, when in actuality it's not.
And that is certainly interesting. And I have another question for you in that regard. Let's say that you're hungry for breakfast, but you're not hungry for lunch and not even hungry until, say, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's 100% okay in listening to your body. A girlfriend I worked out with today said, you know what, I'm not usually hungry at lunch. I said, it's okay to not eat when you're not hungry. I don't think any of us are in danger of passing out or, you know, not having enough energy. We most of us have a little extra on our bodies that we can use for fuel, but paying attention to your hunger cues is going to be so important. Now, as women, we love to eat for every reason, happy, sad, lonely, bored, depressed, frustrated, but actually paying attention to your body's hunger cues is so, so important.
Pam, certainly some great information shared here today. Really simple, and it's well-balanced, and that certainly goes and coincides with the name of your company, The Perfect Balance. As we conclude today, do you have anything available for women to learn more about moving their bodies and eating healthy?
I do, Eric. I created the Perfect Balance Tribe. It's a private Facebook group where I have two Facebook Live talks a week talking about everything, food, fitness, any questions anybody has. I have daily videos where I do stretching, yoga, workouts, and I keep them all under 15 minutes because I want exercise to be a part of everybody's life and not a huge, like, oh, I have to go to the gym for an hour. But I want to teach people correct form and feel good in their own skin.
And of course, Pam, if folks wanted to tap into your service there at The Perfect Balance and to get more information, where's the best place to take advantage?
I do. I want to have people try it out to see the huge benefit that I'm giving to them. They can go to my website, theperfectbalance.guru, and click Join the Tribe. And to try it out for a free month, put free month in all caps in the coupon code. And after that, it's only $9.99 a month.
And that certainly works, and what a value and what a resource, folks. Again, it is theperfectbalance.guru. Pam, thanks so much for joining us here on EPN, and look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Pam Sherman, the CEO of The Perfect Balance. She helps women on their health wellness journey, and for all the details and to take advantage of her offerings, visit theperfectbalance.guru. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.